USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to state TV in Iran, the Revolutionary Guard fired missiles at air bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq in revenge of the U.S. drone strike that killed the Guard's top general. The Pentagon says more than a dozen ballistic missiles were fired at the bases in Iraq. So far, no casualties have been reported. The president has promised a response to any Iranian retaliation. He insists the killing of Qasem Soleimani saved a lot of lives.
He was a monster, and he's no longer a monster. He's dead.
The president said the Quds leader was planning a very big and very bad attack, but his administration hasn't revealed how that conclusion was made. Asked if he was to follow through with his threat to attack Iranian cultural sites, the president seemed to acknowledge it would be a war crime.
And you know what? If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to start President Trump's impeachment trial. He says he has sufficient support to postpone a decision on calling witnesses.
The Speaker of the House is not going to handwrite new rules for the Senate. Not going to happen.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
Our job is to try the case, to hold a real and fair and honest trial. That means examining the arguments. That means letting the prosecutors request witnesses and documents to make their case.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter announced he will resign from the House next week, about a month after pleading guilty to misusing campaign funds. The Republicans sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and California Governor Gavin Newsom informing them of his resignation, which is effective January 13th. He faces 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to a single count of conspiracy to convert campaign funds to personal use in December. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Experts are saying one way Iran could strike the U.S. is through hacking. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Cyber attacks, already seen as the top risk of doing business by executives, are receiving renewed attention as tensions between the United States and Iran escalate. Defense and intelligence officials are bracing for the potential onslaught of attacks from Iranian hackers after the U.S. airstrike killed one of Iran's top military leaders, Qasem Soleimani. Tech analyst Lisa Garber tells Fox News,
it's important to understand that we can never be 100% ready. We can never be 100% protected. And the point to make is that the U.S. went after, U.S. and Israeli cyber intelligence went after Iran back in 2010 with Stuxnet. And since then, Iran has been bolstering its resources, and we've seen it in the past decade. They are ready to make some attacks.
Facebook is changing its policy on deepfake videos. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The social media giant says it will remove manipulated videos, but said it will allow parody or satire videos to remain. It announced that it would not remove a controversial video of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that was slowed to make it appear that she was drunk. Facebook says in a blog post that video doesn't fall under its policy. The company has faced criticism for its advertising and video policies as the nation prepares for another election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.